if the attention of government is turned very well to Baku to help to revamp the Baku, it will help solve the problem of unemployment that we have in the country. Now, the workers, most of them have been laid off or forced to leave the company because the company cannot operate in a situation whereby it cannot work in its full capacity. Are the government taking serious attention to bauxite mining, which will in turn help getting the raw material to support the development of the company?
Successive governments have paid lip service to getting Valco on its feet. They've not been that successful. What is the real problem?
The problem is what I would say, lack of political will. The political will hasn't been there. You see, when the MPP government took over under President John Ajekum Kufo, he paid serious attention to it. And as we all aware, 90% of his the Kaiser ownership was taken. So it all boils down to the political will of the government. Now, with the new government, Nanadu Dankwa Akufo-Addo is paying serious attention to the development of bauxite industry, which will in turn help to be a source of raw material if it is well tapped to support development of the Valco and other related bauxite. The problem that the Valco has isn't only about getting the aluminium from the bauxite. You know, they have electricity problem. 2000 and 2004, when it started operating in its full capacity, there wasn't any problem of electricity.
In fact, the thermal industrial area in the years past, in the latter 70s, Valco played such a major role. And out of Valco, we have had a lot of the metal companies like Aliwest, like Wahom, and the rest of them who all survived on Valco until our electricity crisis of the hydro that Valco started, you know, shutting down some of its lines. And for that matter, it has reduced its production and its activity. And it has affected employment in that score. It has affected many little companies who have all had to shut down because Valco performance has come down. So the dream to get Valco back on its full capacity and full operation will revive a lot of companies and to increase the employment situation in the country. So Valco stands tall in the thermal industrial area.
Am I getting the impression that without sustainable electricity, it will be very difficult for Valco to operate?
Yes, it is a high power consuming company. And even if it doesn't get the required amount of power to operate, then it will be operating at a loss. Even currently, the way it operates, management have been complaining that the overheads are becoming far more than what they are realizing. In many respects, they are only struggling to put the company on its feet. So if the power generation can come in a manner that it can get its full capacity to operate, I'm very sure their turnaround will be big. The net effect that Ghanaians will benefit from Valco's operation.
General Secretary of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, Solomon Kote.
President of the Ghana